Good morning. My guest this morning is River King from Tiny Houses for Humanity. Good morning, River.
Good morning.
Tiny Houses for Humanity. Explain that.
It's very simple, really, in a way. We have an enormous housing shortage in California,
right.
And in Sonoma County specifically, and the cost of housing is out of reach for so many people. And what that means is that families, including children and individuals, veterans, people on disability, they're forced to rely on homeless services or wait for HUD vouchers for years on end.
Right.
And it's
right.
Incredibly stressful.
Yeah, I've known people that waited for Burbank housing for years on end.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so what you are advertising here is a benefit for Tiny Houses of Sonoma County, and it's July 8th in the evening, 5 to 8:30 at Gaia's Garden on Mendocino Avenue.
Yes.
What's it going to be like?
I haven't met the performers, but I was super thrilled that Susan Church, she's the owner at Gaia's, contacted me and said she would like to help promote Tiny Houses for Humanity.
Yeah.
And she had a list of entertainers all lined up. And she mentioned that we could speak about the campaign and have Jay come in and autograph books and really try to sell the concept to the community. And so I was just super grateful to see this kind of community support.
Well, I know Sandy and Richard Riccardi, and they are very entertaining people.
Yes, I did see a YouTube video here and there. It was pretty interesting.
They're some of my favorites, really. But also a few others. You want to touch on them?
Mug Muggles, I believe, is a musician.
That's a good name.
Yeah, I know. I like him just for the name already. And who's the third entertainer?
Mary Karuba.
Yeah, exactly. Mary Karuba. I haven't met these people in person. We've just been chatting online about the evening.
What does Tiny Houses do? What will they use the money they raise in this fundraiser for?
The money that we're raising is specifically going to go towards the building materials for four or five tiny houses that we're going to gift to the members of the community, who I prefer to call them our local displaced residents rather than the more negative term homeless people.
Right.
And I just want to normalize housing because it seems to be almost taboo if you're working minimum wage or on need of any kind of assistance. And we've normalized homelessness to the point where we, every single day, anywhere we walk, we are seeing tent encampments and people sleeping on the sidewalk.
Really? It's amazing.
And I wanted to create something that's kind of like a Habitat for Humanity, but tiny house version. And I wanted the people that receive these tiny houses to feel loved and supported by their community.
Great. What a good idea. Some of them are a small, you mentioned earlier, it's 97 square feet.
Yes. Now, that's not, 97 square feet isn't what we're planning on designing. I was just mentioning
right.
I had actually been in one that
sure.
was that small. I asked Jay to design a little bit larger and to scale them down to make them more affordable. A little bit larger so that we can house families, maybe single parents with children. They're really stressed in Sonoma County trying to afford housing. And I asked him to make a larger design that could hold even two parents with a child. And that's where we're getting into the 400 square feet. And then, of course, the typical tiny house, 120 square feet or so would be good for an individual even.
Right. Even two people, if they really liked each other.
If they have a really healthy relationship, they could pull that off.
Right.
But that's not me.
Right. Well, I don't remember seeing an event like this in Sonoma County. So I think you're pioneers here.
Yes, right? I think so too.
River, thanks very much for coming in and starting to tell people about tiny houses and what it means to live in one and how you can arrange to live in one. Let's tell people once again that this benefit for Tiny Houses of Sonoma County is July the 8th from 5 to 8:30 p.m. at Gaia's Garden. That's right on Mendocino Avenue next door to the last record store. I just happen to know. For information, gaiasgardenonline.com. And there's a telephone number, 544-2491. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.